All right, so let's wrap this up. Looking at ways to help in the classroom. Philadelphia teacher Sophia Date, who teaches 12th grade social studies, also questions the impulse to fund tech over more teachers. And she says there's a huge push for technology in the classroom, but at times she thinks that is done in the place of larger, more necessary reforms. Grant organizations are happy to give money for a set of tablets or laptops, but they're not willing to provide a salary for a teacher for 1 year. She clarifies that equitable access to technology remains crucial to help close the gap for low-income students, but it can't replace systemic change. While technology undermines some aspects of education, it has also empowered students in some unforeseen ways. In fact, Chosky of Pearson says that there's this view that young people are a bit apathetic, a little bit lazy, distracted by technology. She goes on to say, though, that we actually really underestimate the role technology is playing in children's education right now and the power it gives them over the way they learn. For instance, students who are impatient for educators to address questions are increasingly willing to seek answers for themselves. They might be in algebra, and they might go to YouTube to figure out how to solve a problem before going to a teacher or consulting a textbook. Swift says that, hey, you know what? That's what you ultimately want with kids. You want them to ask new questions. You want them to seek new answers. Taylor points out that as information becomes ubiquitous, success is no longer about knowing the most. Instead, it's the ability to think critically and creatively. Ironically, the very skills that digital media undermines by lowering attention spans. Taylor says, if you think of the Zuckerbergs, think about someone like Bill Gates, you think about the Sandbergs and all of these people who became successful in the tech world. It was not because they could code. They became successful because they could think. So digital natives will continue to voraciously adopt new media. Teachers have no choice but to evolve, not only to ensure that students can access and take advantage of new technologies, but to fundamentally educate students to succeed in a world that is constantly trying to distract them. What's your view? Should we have more or less technology? Should we have more funding for more traditional education? Should we have more funding in order to allow for more aids in the classroom? All right. Health matters for a moment. I want to ask you, what are some symptoms of brain cancer? Possible symptoms of brain cancer. Well, some include headache, weakness, clumsiness, difficulty walking, and seizures. There may be some other nonspecific symptoms and signs, such as an altered mental status, which includes changes in concentration, memory, attention, or alertness. There may be nausea to include vomiting. There may be abnormalities in vision, difficulty with speech, gradual changes in intellectual capacity or emotional response. Again, notice now, gradual changes in intellectual capacity or emotional response. Granted, some of this can be caused by other matters as well, but I think that the key here is getting to the point where we determine, hey, something is definitely wrong here. I need to visit the doctor. And that is key. Visiting the doctor earlier rather than later. That's something that I know can be alarming. Who wants to take a chance on going to the doctor in order to get possibly bad news? That's understandable. But here's the thing. What if there is some good news to go along with that bad news. The bad news being, yes, you do have such and such a disease or such and such a disorder, such and such. Hopefully followed by, however, in order to deal with that, we can take steps 1, 2, 3, and 4. And what if the problem can be fully resolved if caught early? It may not be, but what if it could be? So it really is a good idea to go ahead, bite the bullet, take that brave step, take that step of courage and go ahead and get checked out. And again, sooner rather than later. Might be able to save yourself a lot more heartache and headache down the road. Not to mention some of the pain that may be spared your loved ones. You know how sometimes we as loved ones or our loved ones just kind of pick up on the fact that something's not quite right. Maybe they're noticing some changes in behavior, changes with intellectual function, you name it. And sometimes when they're picking up on these changes, it can worry them. And so sometimes just by going to get things checked out, and again, preferably sooner rather than later, and finding out what's going on, it can take some of the stress out of the situation. You know, sometimes just knowing what's going on can relieve stress, because a lot of times not knowing what's up in and of itself is not only stressful, but very stressful. I know I've heard a few people from time to time over the years talk about how they had something going wrong and they went to doctor after doctor after doctor trying to find out what was going wrong. When finally they went to a physician who was able to figure it out. And just knowing what was going on, I remember hearing a star, a professional singer, professional artist, talking about that on her testimony some years ago. She said they had gone to doctor after doctor for several years. And when they were finally able to get with a doctor who was able to figure out what was going on. And she said just knowing what was causing the problems was a huge relief for her. And so sometimes just knowing what's going on can be huge. A stress reliever, not only for the person who may be experiencing the problem, but for the loved ones of that person as well. So, the moral of the story is, if you suspect that something's going wrong, go ahead and get it checked as soon as possible so that whatever can be done as soon as possible. And along the way, stress be relieved, not only for you, but for your loved ones. That is another great way to let some of life's best moments come through you. Till next time.